to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Right here on Rant EM Radio. I am your host and moderator, Mr. William D. Morgan. Man, what a weekend of sports action we had. It was amazing. Super Bowl was great. Eagles defeat the Patriots 41-33. The Houston Rockets just crushed the Cleveland Cavaliers. I saw something earlier. I think it was on YouTube, and I think the sentiment was very applicable. The Cavs just have no type of communication or any type of chemistry or faith in each other whatsoever. I mean, my goodness, they're not getting out the East. At all. Matter of fact, I was talking to a lot of folks, a couple of guys on the job today, and a lot of people are looking at the OKC Thunder and their big three to knock off Golden State. And Houston could be there too. You can't really look at San Antonio to get Kawhi Leonard back on a healthy basis. So we shall see how that happens. But right now, it's all about football, Hall of Fame inductions. Over the weekend, T.O. finally gets in. But let me ask you guys a question. T.O. gets in, but Randy Moss is first ballot? And he has issues off the field, whereas T.O. didn't have any issues off the field. I don't understand how that works. Got some computer issues going on here. I'm trying to get Doom in now.
I'm right here.
Okay, we got Doom in. Okay, cool. How you doing, man?
I'm a little bit better, you know. Tom Brady winning.
Or Tom Brady not winning.
Yeah.
Tom Brady not winning. You guys can do what Doom did. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call into the show. One of my guests called out on me. He had an emergency. Glenn Irby will be on next week. He called me. Matter of fact, he hit me on Facebook Messenger saying he had an emergency. And you guys know how we are here at Randy Young. Family comes first. So we went ahead and rescheduled Glenn Irby for next week. We should have Steve Manderson here, host of Sports Tuesday over on Blog Talk Radio. Come on, talk some NFL football, Super Bowl, some basketball. We're going to get into all that tonight. Get your thoughts and opinions at 706-993-4606. If you're not comfortable with them calling in, you can also head over to rantemradio.com, hit that chat, listen live button, and go ahead and get your thoughts and opinions in that chat. I'm about to head over there right now, as a matter of fact, to see if anybody there. I think Cash Cow might be there. Beautiful Baby may be there, so we shall see. But in the meanwhile, before we get into the breakdown on the show tonight, Doom, what did you think about the Super Bowl yesterday?
Well, I liked it. Even though this footage of the Patriots were cheating, but we'll get into that.
Patriots cheating. It was a great game either way. Over 1,000 yards of offense. There was no defense played at all yesterday except for that strip sack.
Yep.
None. Outside of that, But, you know, that type of game right there may have saved the season for the NFL.
Yeah.
But that's true. So, let me see. Is anyone here so far? No, not yet. Oh, wait a minute. Captain Underpants is here. Ray's his father, and he can't get up. I don't understand this thing between you and Ray's Captain Underpants. You got to call in and let me know what's up. So that's the only thought you had about the Super Bowl last night? You thought it was an enjoyable game?
Yeah, but I would have been ready to ride if they would have tried to call them touchdowns back.
You mean the ones on Zach Ertz and...
Yeah. Corey Clement? I mean, what more did they want? Because this rule of law is just... It's retarded, man.
Zach Ertz being upheld, I get. Because he did football moves before he crossed the goal line. I get that. But Corey Clement, he was about playing that football.
Hey. I'm tired of the Bible and all this other stuff simply because it's all the stuff these guys got to do to catch these balls. This ain't like, oh, you know, you can stop. They're getting hit. They're flipping, you know. I can understand if it's, hey, they're bobbling and it hits, but if they hold it and they're getting hit and stuff, they should just let it go. Because it's been too many times when a dude pretty much caught the ball and then they reverse it. You know, to me, that's what's hurting the NFL. You know what I'm saying?
You guys get your thoughts and opinions on Super Bowl 52 as well. 706-993-4606 right here on Rant EM Radio. Let's move into the next topic. Who... does this hurt more? Does it hurt Brady more? Or does it hurt Belichick more?
Belichick's the coach. He put him in there. I mean, Brady's the one who fumbled. But let's speak of Brady. He didn't shake Nick Foles' hand after the game. So, to me, he's a media darling. Because if that would have been anybody else, they would have been up in arms. Because, you know what I'm saying? If that was Cam Newton, they would have had an issue. But Brady, he can do whatever he wants.
Maybe he felt that Nick Foles was beneath him. I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but
yeah, he got a Super Bowl win and he beat you. Unless Nick Foles is Eli Manning. Man.
You saw that when I put on the page. Oh my goodness.
Like I said, I just didn't like, you know, for, you know, Tom Brady to do that. That was just horrible, dog, you know.
Yeah. Not showing that you're a very good sport. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Because they didn't beat all types of people.
Yep.
And they shook your hand. I mean, and you was cheating.
You know what I'm saying? Now, one glaring omission last night from the game was Malcolm Butler, and I was going to ask why it was benched, but then it came out today, or leaked out today, that it was a violation of team rules. I think he got sick.
Yeah, he had the flu.
And he had to fly on his own. You're sick, man.
Well, you know Bill Belichick don't give a damn about nobody.
I know he's a disciplinarian, and I know that he holds it close to the vest, but damn, really, dude? The man's hurt.
It's sick.
Yeah, the man's sick, rather. The man is sick.
Yeah. And then you told that's why they lost the damn Super Bowl, so I...
And then you told him all this during the national anthem.
Yeah, he... That's cold.
Yeah. That's real cold. And then that means you tell Eric Rowe that he's starting during the national anthem. He got torched, man. But prior to that, I don't really blame on him. He's had no reps with the first team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you wonder why the Eagles picked on him. I would have picked on him too.
Yep.
I definitely would have picked on him too. You guys can call in and get your thoughts being heard right here on Rain In Radio, the Sports Report Podcast, 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. Now, let me ask you this. What should the Eagles do with Nick Foles?
What the Eagles should do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when, whatchamacallit's going to be coming back.
Yeah, they're saying that it's not a foregone conclusion that Carson Wentz would be ready before the start of the season. So, barring that news, I guess you keep him.
Yeah. So, or if they're going to trade him for a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be... You know, that's going to be the crazy thing that's going to be coming up. But, you know, you just got to know what's going on, you know.
I just don't think you get a lot for Nick. Even though you didn't have the Super Bowl MVP, I don't know how much you can get for Nick Foles.
Man, if they pay Brock Osweiler the $75,000. I mean, this dude done beat Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Somebody bite.
We shall see. We shall definitely see.
And it won't like he was lunching. He beat him. Outright.
Right. Now, we talked about the refs a little bit beforehand. Do you think the refs turned on the Patriots this game?
They had too many people on the spotlight. But like I said, somebody had a video when that clock be doing the weird thing. Mm-hmm. It was down to like 12 seconds and it went back to 25.
All right.
But they, you know.
Yeah. Another thing I wanted to go over real quick, the 2018 NFL Hall of Fame inductees: Ray Lewis, Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, Brian Dawkins, Brian Urlacher, Bobby Bethard, Robert Brazil, Jerry Kramer. Here's my issue. I'm not saying Randy Moss is not a deserving player. First ballot with a criminal record?
Okay. Ray Lewis is up there too, but my thing is this.
Ray Lewis too, and you put them in first ballot, but you hold Terrell Owens for how long? Okay,
Terrell Owens' attitude is what held him out. His sports writers, right? That dude ain't, this is his last lesson on humility. He could, if he had a different attitude, he probably would have been in first round.
Terrell Owens should have been, regardless. It's about what you do on the field.
That should have.
And he should have been, and Terrell Owens should have been first ballot. Tony C, how you doing, my friend?
Yo, yo.
How you doing, man?
Taking it easy.
I like
raising the surf for they somewhat high.
They hide and crying. Man. They hide and crying, man. They hide and crying.
It was sick because they just been trying to talk about the greatness of Tom Brady all day.
Can't talk about it no more.
Nope.
Shannon Sharp did bring up a point that in December, even though Carson Wentz didn't play three games, he still had better.
Had better numbers.
Nope.
Now, how are people going to consider Tom Brady the GOAT with three Super Bowl losses?
He's not. Who still consider him the GOAT?
Dallas people do.
Nobody but Patriots fans. Homers.
But as I was saying before, look, you just need to stop it. If a player is good enough to be a Hall of Famer, you let him in and that's it. What is this punishing folks, man?
Here's the deal, man. Here's the deal. I'm sorry. Here's the deal. When you letting people vote on something that never played the game, they don't understand how hard it is to catch a ball or run the ball or score, let alone score a touchdown.
Right.
So what you, and you know, you dealing with people who are not, haven't been in the game, man. So of course it's easy for them to talk about off the field stuff and all that crap. People like Skip Bayless and Jason Whitlock. Well, Jason Whitlock did play, but I don't think he was as good as he be trying to sound.
Because like I know. The reason I think is, again, if he would have been a little bit more humble,
man, forget all that.
Teammate, towards the end of his career, he was hurting teams more than.
He wasn't hurting a damn thing. That man was balling out. The team sucked.
Yeah.
It's
easy for them little puny little white guys that never played the game to be holding stuff against people. But when you actually played the game of football at a high level, I'm talking about college, NFL, bro, you understand. You have a different respect for what they go through.
Okay. So I got that, but again, he caused a lot of circus going on with his career.
But at the same point,
they don't understand all that encompass a football player.
But at the same point,
a great football player. Ain't too many great football players without baggage.
Exactly.
It's just different kind of baggage.
But
outside Jerry Rice. Yep. Hell, even Marvin Harrison shot up some damn body.
Yep. Sure did.
And they ain't hold that against him. And Ray Lewis was a part of a murder trial.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? Everybody got something. It's just what the skinny white reporters will want to put up with that have never played the game at that level. I don't think the press should be voting on the awards in the first place.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
That's why Steve Nash got two MVPs and Kobe and Shaq only got one.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
Come on, man.
But here's my thing, dude. You can't expect
they should let the players should be voting on the awards, period, man. Because they know what to go through. They know what it encompasses to be at that level.
Yep.
A writer can't tell you nothing about playing football. Nobody in the media. They can criticize. Mm-hmm. But they can't tell you nothing about playing the game. Unless you played the game.
Plus, another thing, too, to be killing me, they expect everybody to be a choir boy.
That's because the one thing he never really played, man.
Give me a second. I'm trying to figure out who selects.
The only problem I have with this list, and I'm personally, I was a big fan of
Chris got a percentage. I mean, writers shouldn't have people like big ass, fat ass Peter King ain't no player in football.
Also, it's two members of the NFL Hall of Fame that's on this committee.
Two. Wow, two.
Hold up.
Two. And then you got fat ass Peter King and Skip Bayless and, like I said,
Skip Bayless.
No, I'm just saying people like him that ain't never played a down of football outside of probably Pop Warner, and they probably won the man no way. They weren't good enough to be voting on the Hall of Fame. Point blank. Period.
I ain't saying
they shouldn't write and talk about it.
Right.
But who are they to tell those guys that ain't good enough? Come on, man. I'm going to tell you right now. If you ain't never played the game, you can't tell me nothing about it. I'm going to just tell you straight up.
The only player I have an issue with, and I was a great, personally, I was a fan of his in college in the first few years in Chicago. My only issue is Brian Urlacher.
First ballot Hall of Fame.
First ballot, and T.O. is had to wait 3 years?
Two.
That's because you got people who ain't never played the game.
I loved him in his first few years in Chicago. He played on some bad teams, but still.
If he was all that, why they got smoked when they played the Colts in that Super Bowl?
Yeah.
On defense.
Really? First ballot? And T.O. had to wait? Man, please.
Let me see. Oh, I'm looking at the thing right now.
Answer me that. Riddle me that. If he was all that, when he made his one Super Bowl appearance, they got smoked.
Yep. Tua.
And don't tell me Peyton Manning and was all that, because New Orleans came back and beat him, what, 2 years
two
later?
2 years later. Now,
you coach. Hold up. So the fans vote for the nominees, and then it goes to a committee.
That's what I'm saying. And nobody should be on the committee that didn't play. They put the commit. They make them writers. They include them to make them feel important. Because they ain't never played.
Hell, them writers put Darren Sharper on the damn ballot. And we all know where he at.
Exactly. But I'm saying, just because you watch football don't mean you know the intricacies about it.
Right.
Now you had to play the game.
Not necessarily. One's a guy who's been covering the team for like 40 years.
And that don't mean they know nothing about it just because you watch it. Bro, you
no,
ain't
no,
know.
I'm saying, but, no, okay. That's
you
one thing.
You don't know what it's like.
Who? Me? I know how it is.
I'm talking about those guys and those writers. Well, they never played no football like that.
Okay. I'm just saying
if you played
that
the game. But what I'm saying, if you played the game at a high level, I'm talking about college, NFL, bro, you know how hard it is to stay focused, and you gonna keep somebody out of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They got the second most touchdown. Come on, man. Awesome. Off the field buffoonery.
Well, the shit with the Eagles on off the field, that was during the season when he decided
not
to show.
He was trying to get his money. He wanted to get his money. And McNabb could have did that. Because he spoke up for Westbrook. Westbrook got his money.
Yep.
It ain't no different than what LeBron did for J.R. Smith.
He shouldn't have did Tristan that for J.R. Smith and Tristan
well,
Thompson.
We know that, but that's what T.O. was basically trying to say.
Yep.
You spoke up for Brian Westbrook. Speak up for me.
Yep.
Obviously, yeah, you had something against him.
I'm just looking at the list of the people who was least nominated.
While you're doing that, I'm gonna go to that. I'm gonna go into our next topic.
Rob, well, hell, Phil Simms ain't in.
He don't deserve to be in.
No, I'm just. Huh?
Phil Simms ain't on the same level as no T.O. though.
No, I'm talking about just in general. I thought he would have been in by now.
Hell no! They won the Super Bowl with Jeff Hostetler. That team was all about that defense.
Yep. That's why I say he
doesn't. That one Super Bowl.
That's why I say he don't deserve it, man. Cause
Herschel, I don't know Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker was good in college. In NFL, he was a trash can. That's why Dallas traded their whole team to get rid. I mean, rob Minnesota.
They robbed Minnesota big time too.
Now I do think like Isaac Bruce needs to be in next year.
Well, he
should go in before Brian Urlacher.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I think they took two receivers and they had to spread around for.
I wouldn't give a damn. Brian Urlacher don't need to be in no Hall of Fame.
Willie McGinnis.
He should go in before Brian Urlacher.
Yep.
Zach Thomas.
I don't know about Zach Thomas this soon. I don't know.
Nah, I'm looking at the people who finalists this year.
I'm talking about the people that get in before Brian Urlacher. Keep on going.
Right.
Carl Banks, Cornelius Bennett, Teddy Bruce.
Yeah, Cornelius Bennett was better than him.
Seth
I took all them. Seth Joy. Yep.
Clay Matthews. I think senior, not his son. I think he's like the third or something.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Mecklenburg, Sam Neill, Joey Porter, Daryl
Tally,
Zach Thomas. And I'm surprised they ain't taking no defensive backs. Ty Long, Rodney Harrison.
Ty Law should have been in before Brian Urlacher.
Yep.
John Lynch.
That's real talk.
That's real talk right there. Real talk right there.
Darren Woodson.
John Lynch.
Rondé Barber.
Yeah, I'll put Rondé in before him.
Yeah, they could at least put in Bill Cowher by now or Jimmy Johnson. How the hell Jimmy Johnson ain't in the Hall of Fame?
They hold that's because the owners. Yeah, they a little Jerry Jones.
Yep. But
hey, and Jay Novacek need to be in.
No, you didn't.
Me personally, as a Cowboy fan, I don't want to win another Super Bowl to Jerry Jones die anyway. I want to get him to you support 45 and that buffoonery.
Right.
So, and you know the Lord looking at that stuff, man. Well, you might not win another one until he gone.
Yep. But let me ask you guys this. Rob Gronkowski was talking about retirement. Have we seen him in his final game?
Maybe. I think he got his brain rattled.
I want to talk about this Super Bowl and this lack of physicality. That damn Super Bowl wasn't nothing but a glorified 7-on-7. They're going to let people play like that.
No defense.
I can get me a couple surgeries and see if I can make a comeback.
Did you know if they would have started hitting Philly, they would have been started blowing that whistle? So I can kind of see why.
No, it's not even about hitting Philly. It's about, okay, when you playing defensively against offense, you want to impede. There was nobody impeding the receiver progress.
Exactly.
If I get a free release off the line every time, that's why it's 1,100 yards of total offense.
Yep.
Because nobody was trying to impede anybody's progress. 7-on-7. I'm going. They were damn near going against Al. Amendola catch pass. Ain't nobody around
them. Yeah. I just think they would have been getting them, how do you say those? Offensive pass interference, you know.
No, it's defense. I mean, defense.
You know what I mean? Defensive pass interference.
Okay, how can you call you because you got a five yard window, right?
You know they like favoring the Patriots, so they would have been getting. They would have.
I'm talking about the Eagles too. I'm saying if you play up on a receiver and jam them off the line, you still got you can recover and play defense.
Right.
It's like. They getting the free releases like, dude, ain't nobody going to stop nobody. And it's like, this is worse than Madden out here. At least in Madden, I can, okay, I'm tired of getting off the line like this. I'm in the gym. Jump off the timing. That's why the pass rush couldn't get to Brady. Until the end, when you knew they had to go deep.
Right.
But other than that, man, I would have fired. If I was Doug Peterson or Bill Belichick, I'm firing both of them coordinators.
Patricia's gone. He's the coach for the...
Well, he probably sabotaged. But they got one of their best corners over on the sideline.
I think that was Bill Belichick doing that because he know he gonna get the hell out of Dodge.
Man, that's him screwing Malcolm Butler out of some money.
Oh yeah, he did that too. He did that too. Yes sir.
But gee, my knee. It's like, dude, up and down the field. It was like watching the Big 12 out there. And Doug Peterson, I like how you stole Lincoln Riley play from against Georgia too.
Yep.
See, people be talking about, we don't run plays. They be saying it's different in college and NFL. No the hell it ain't.
Football is football for the most part.
The only difference between that play and what Lincoln Riley ran was Lamb threw the pass in motion as a receiver. He gave the ball to Trey Burton.
Right.
As a tight end. But it's the same play. And New England disrespect to Nick Foles. They ain't do their research. They ain't know who used to be a tight end in high school. And that damn unathletic Tom Brady trying to catch the ball and run out of bounds. That's why he didn't catch that ball. He was worried about trying to get out of pain. He didn't want to get hit. If you look at that, if you look at the ball, hit him right in the hand. He was looking at the sideline. He looked at the ball, then he started looking at the sideline.
He got the hell up out of Dodge. He was getting scared.
He was trying to.
Yeah, he was.
And how are you going to be the greatest of all time and can't catch a football?
You guys
think? Like, no, I'm just going to say, like Shannon Sharp said, he caught it in practice, because if they want to call it in practice, they want to call it in the game.
You guys think Belichick just got outcoached, or Peterson is just so aggressive?
He got outcoached. Belichick used to people resting over up by 10, 15. We could just play this. He ain't used to people attacking him.
When you say outcoached, what do you mean by outcoached?
Did he outcoach Belichick in the fastest of the game?
Situationally?
Yeah, situationally. Right.
I mean, I can't really say it. I mean, bottom line, when you keep Malcolm Butler on the sideline, Philly just had better players offensively. So, man to man, they couldn't hold up. It wasn't really X's and O's last night, man. It was goddamn Jimmy's and Joe's.
Right.
Alshon Jeffries and that Clement balled out.
Calling it in. Oh, go ahead. Finish up with that.
No, and LeGarrette Blount and Ajayi, them Jimmys and Joes, that old line.
Yeah,
ain't shit to do with coach.
They played. They played. Calling at 347. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
William, good evening. Steve Manderson from Sports Tuesday. How are you?
How you doing, my friend? Thank you for calling in. How you been doing?
Doing all right. You're having that Super Bowl hangover. Can't believe New England played such poor defense.
I believe it. They wasn't ready to begin
with. I'm going to just say one thing. Nobody talking about the two games the Patriots lost, the one to open the season, the one to look. They closed the season. Mm-hmm. They both gave up 40 points of both of them.
Yep.
And Kansas, well, and Philly ran the same plays.
Yep.
I tell you, Foles was excellent. The play calling from the Eagles was nothing short of brilliant last night. I don't think a receiver dropped the pass all night.
Except for the interception. Except for that interception.
Yeah.
Well, that one, Alshon just batted the. Tried to bat the ball up for some damn.
He should have bounded it out of bounds. But if he had caught that, that definitely would have deflated.
The bottom line is New England's defense. No adjustments were made. The only adjustments that were made was on the offensive end, where Brady finally was able to connect with Gronkowski in the second half.
Yep.
And the missed field goal in the first half hurt.
Your point.
Brady was not Brady. He didn't look the same. And I think, and they're never going to mention it, but I think the injury to his hand 3 weeks ago, really, it didn't heal, even though the stitches came out last weekend. It still didn't. I think he had a problem gripping the ball at times. He was missing the mark with receivers.
Sorry, man. He threw 502 yards yesterday.
But he did hit for 500 yards. Yes, set a Super Bowl record, but. We're talking about the
talking about his accuracy. I
mean, he was getting hit. He stopped rushing. Those rush passes, that won't he was missing them. He was getting happy feet in that backfield. Even though they ain't sack him, they was tattooing Brady during that game. Says
no, sometimes he was just missing because he just drunk in the third quarter, sure wide open with nobody around him.
And like Steve was saying, he threw some ducks out there too.
He did.
That's because he's 40.
For a 40-year-old to throw for over 500 yards and three touchdowns.
But you can't have it both ways now. You want to take credit for the 500. You got to take credit for the 20 misses now.
Yeah, he missed in the first. He played better in the second half with his receivers. I wished Amendola got more into the mix, especially in the first half.
Yeah.
My issue is what was going on with the fact that Malcolm Butler didn't play the entire game. He only was put in on kickoffs. I didn't understand that. There's a lot of rumors going on about this is according to maybe Belichick. Rumors went around that he was smoking weed. Rumors going around that he had a woman in the room, which I think is a lot of crap. That's no reason to bench the guy for an entire game. And another rumor that he showed up late at Minnesota. You know, he showed up late behind everybody else. Bottom line is this is a Super Bowl. If you want to discipline somebody, I would say fine them. This is a Super Bowl. You need everybody to a man. And he was your best corner. And you sat him. The people that replaced him, they missed tackles. They couldn't guard. They couldn't defend anybody.
But you can't.
Well, they've been doing that all year. Let me tell you what's going on. I got 2 points. First point is, goddamn, Eugene Robinson got caught with a prostitute the night before the Super Bowl.
Remember that?
Got arrested and still played. If you ain't doing that, I'm good. Anything above murder or something like that, you good. I'm sorry.
I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan.
I'm just saying. If Eugene Robinson, I know you ain't talking. Timmy Smith got caught with coke.
I know you ain't going
another night before the Super Bowl. Come on now.
Okay. That's
my first point. And the second point is that's Belichick ego, man. Sometimes you buy into your own hype as a coach. You forget that it ain't all X's and O's, bro. It's Jimmy's and Joe's.
And another thing too, people want to put the hammer down on Eric Rowe. You got to understand that man didn't get any reps into that spot. He was rushed. He got no reps with the first team at all. He was rushed out there. He didn't find out he was starting until the national anthem.
But that lets you know how thin they were at DB, though.
Yeah.
That's our suspect. But see, this is another thing. That's why it happened when you play against the Jets 2 times, the Dolphins 2 times.
Oh my God. You're going to blame a weak division? Come on.
I'm blaming a weak conference. That's why you lost last night. That's why you fell behind 28-3. This is supposed to be their second loss in a row. Here's another thing people don't understand. Brady, just as quick as he 5-3, he could be 0-8.
He could be 0-8.
Can you say that about Joe Montana in any of his Super Bowls outside of that one? He could have lost.
The one he should be
4-4. You mean 3-4? Because the Seattle game, they just gave it to him. Instead of getting the ball to Marshawn Lynch.
If Peterson was coaching Atlanta last year, they would have lost that game. And that's what Doug Peterson saw all them teams that get scared by the Patriots. Yep. They get in your head and have you kicking field goals and on 4th-and-1 from the 1-yard line. Hell no. Won't get me. That's what he said. Won't get me. Yeah. 4th and 1 week, I wouldn't care. And I wouldn't have beat them up nah bit. If they didn't get it and they got blowed out, I don't know, at least they had all they good. They left it all out on the field, bro. Mm-hmm. Ain't no what ifs. The Falcons ain't going to never get that close again.
No. Well, I'll tell you, last night's game, I enjoyed it a lot, mainly because it was pretty much penalty-free. He only had one offensive holding call, no pass interference call.
He should have been about three of them.
They had no pass interference call because everybody getting off the line scot-free.
The scheme
allowed them to play it. I mean, the receiver wasn't getting touched until he caught the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you could go out there and play in that league. That's 7-on-7. That's flag football.
No, it is. I mean, the rules have changed.
Ain't the rules. It's a scheme. If the defensive coordinator, say, play 10 yards off.
Well, I've never liked a lot of the schemes, a lot of the defenses that that have been played around the league. It's just too lax. You know, I don't see...
It's a Big 12, man.
Yeah.
I don't like that style because it only allows you to get... You only make you get stops in certain points. Mm. It's like, no, you need to be able to have... You basically eliminate the defensive coordinator. What you need a defensive coordinator for?
Right. So the hardest hit yesterday was when old boy got knocked out.
Brandon Cooks.
Well, he was being he got too fancy.
Yeah.
He thought he was T.O. or somebody. You can't be around
a Tecmo Bowl. He thought that he could get away with that Tecmo Bowl circle and run it for a touchdown.
No, he thought he wore about 220 pounds. He forgot he's only a buck 90, buck 85.
I was like,
that's why people don't like little receivers like Cooks. Well, I hate to say it, but
did you see the way
Jenkins coming like a Mack truck?
Did you see the way his head
hit the ground?
See the way Malcolm Jenkins' shoulder connected with his chin.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what did it.
He got knocked out twice.
He got knocked out when he got hit. Then he hit the ground.
Yeah, that's it. I noticed when they said that they never mentioned concussion. They said head injury.
Well, that's because
they didn't want to scare the moms.
Because
the moms are taking their kids out of football like hotcakes. They're not seeing concussion during the Super Bowl, bro. You can forget that.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Did this Super Bowl save the NFL season?
Hell no. Because you already knew the Patriots were going to be in it. It's just like... A video game, you simulate the whole season, the Patriots are gonna beat up.
The ratings were down. The ratings were down last night. One of the lowest rated games within the last 10 years.
That's because 45 time. Picking on Kaepernick. Right. Black folks ain't watching.
Yeah, exactly.
I disagree. Yeah, other stuff.
Now, I talk to a lot of people who say they ain't watch. And I've been listening, and a lot of people say they didn't watch. A lot of people.
What did you guys think about that OBJ and Eli Manning commercial?
You feeling about right?
What, the commercial you said?
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious. First of all, that was confusing because they kept showing bits and pieces of Manning, and I couldn't get it. I'm like, what the heck is all this about? Then they finally put it all together, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But it was funny, and it actually was the best commercial of the entire night, with the exception of the Danny DeVito commercial with M&M's. Those are the only two that were actually funny to me. So, on the whole, the commercial flat out sucked. So,
You didn't like the
Avengers commercial. It was all right.
Which one?
The Avengers.
The Avengers.
I didn't see much creativity last night in any of it except for Eli's and the M&M commercial. What was the other one? One with Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That was all right, that and the guy from Game of Thrones. But really, that's it. To me, I only counted three.
I had a problem with Beckham.
The Beckham one was tone deaf because people already got questions about dude.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I just about to say it.
Being moist, and then he letting another man hold him up in the air. Mm-hmm. You want to be Jennifer Grey, bro? Mm-hmm. You don't want to be Patrick Swayze?
And then he's a receiver, right? And then here,
I wouldn't give a damn.
He ain't get the joke.
And then, that's an insult to receivers. I know where you're going with that. You catch that.
And then, fellas, he already got the blonde tips.
Yes.
The funny part was Eli doing it, man. Eli is not like his brother when it comes to doing those kind of commercials.
I ain't had no problem with Eli.
Yeah.
It's Odell and Josh Norman already. Put that out there about him.
Yep.
Yeah.
He wanted to fight
another man hold you up in the air like that, bro. It's just kind of awesome.
I mean, he wanted to fight down on Josh Norman and got knocked out by the kick in that. So that's.
And you wanted to fight him because he questioned you being moist. And then you got in for moist stuff.
Let's switch over the last.
William, would you let your son be held up in the air like that by another man?
Hell no.
Not me. Hell no. Sorry. I'm
just doom. No. I know you got kids.
Hell no.
Unless they were doing like gymnastic flips, not the swan thing.
Hell no, not even that. You better be the one.
I'm talking about like Jennifer Grey and Dirty Dance.
Nah. No. Speaking of wrestling moves, how'd y'all like that power bomb? We had almost a Rey Mysterio Hurricanrana into a power bomb.
Yeah, I saw that. But before we get out of here for tonight, I want to go ahead and touch on the ABA for a second. The first thing, we didn't get a chance to talk about this. Blake Griffin going to the Pistons for a bunch of nobodies, pretty much. What did you guys think about that Blake Griffin trade?
They're fooling up right now.
Yep. I think the Pistons got the better end of that one. Because I think, if healthy, I think Griffin could add a few wins to the Pistons season, because they've been struggling a lot and they need someone to play along with Drummond. And for them to give away, Clippers right now, they're doing a fire sale right now. And I look for Jordan to be gone soon and maybe Lou Williams.
They got two more days.
Yep.
That's it. Yep. Yeah. But I think the Detroit deal is good. Like I said, it all depends on the health of Griffin.
Yep.
He hasn't played a full season in, what, 3-4 years? And when he's healthy, he's an excellent player. But that's the key, you know, and Cleveland, really, they've got some serious issues that need to be addressed, and
what else they gonna do?
Yeah. Go to the final, you.
For real, they got to come down here to Jacksonville, see Ponce de Leon.
Well. You know, LeBron don't want them to play on national TV no more. That's
they get their ass whooped every time they do.
Yeah, but that game Saturday was, that's got to be the lowest point.
No, it ain't. That 154 they gave up to, who was that, OKC? That's the lowest. You can't get no lower than 154.
Well, defensively.
They old, man. And they can't shoot.
they
tried to beat Golden State. They tried to out Golden State, and they got lucky that one year. And They thought that's who they were, and now look. You got a 5'9" shooting guard and Derrick Rose coming off the bench gunning, and oh my God.
Yeah, I saw someone just broke his hand, so he had to be with.
And LeBron just setting them up to be the fall, for them to be the fall guy. Man. He gonna walk away and they still gonna suck.
The rumor has it that it's possible he might be thinking about going to Golden State next year. Now I don't know if that's gonna be possible. You know, I mean, could you imagine?
I wouldn't even get mad at him.
Well, I won't either, but I mean, that is so top. That Golden State will look so top heavy. I mean,
Draymond probably, but hell, he got to do something. He tried to get his rings up.
He probably
trying to at least catch Kobe.
He's a good. I like that Laker team, man. They're the youngest team in the league, but they got some upstart about them, man.
I think the way they played against OKC,
he would go to the Spurs. That might be
another old team.
Yep, another old team. He don't need to go to an old team. He need to get a team with some players
they
that need, like to run.
They would need somebody like LeBron, because right now, Kawhi Leonard, he right now, he can't stay healthy, and I think he has some issues with Popovich.
LeBron need to be surrounded by young players now. He need people to get him to the fourth quarter.
I'll tell you,
he can play like spurts.
And I'll tell you something else, too.
Let's go to the Lakers.
And I'll tell you something.
I mean, if you come to the Lakers, that'll help.
Lonzo Ball off. His dad talked too much shit.
He's gonna have to deal with that, or let Magic Johnson deal with that. You know, let Magic deal with LeVar Ball. You can focus on his son. You know, help his son out.
Golden State. You gotta somehow figure out a way to weaken them. You gotta get Draymond or Klay Thompson the hell out of them. Or one of them get hurt or suspended or something. Do what LeBron did to him a couple years ago.
And now, people
talk about Houston beating them. James Harden got to play so hard for them to even get a seven game, yo. Him and Chris Paul going to have to carry the load.
Houston don't play defense.
And James Harden's basketball style to draw contact, and in the playoffs, they let that go. Because the night he scored 60, he went to the line like 19 times.
Yeah.
You're not doing that against Golden State.
And a lot of people are saying that they're looking at OKC to be the one to challenge the Warriors.
Hell no, they just got beat by the Lakers.
I'm telling you. And the Lakers were in control majority of the game. So.
Exactly.
Right now, Golden State's legs a little tired, because I think they're a little wore out because the way the season started. Because, you know, they started the season a little bit earlier.
Man, Golden State could be the eighth seed.
Yeah.
It's still
winning. And I bet somebody bet against them. That somebody could beat the full time. Like, if it was that
5-7
in that first round, then you might have a shot.
Yeah.
But four times, that fourth one going to be a doozy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're going to need some Tim Donahue type help.
So, real quick, too, I want to finish off the topics very quickly. We pretty much touched on everything I wanted to talk about tonight, but I do want to say this, being that it is Black History Month. Big props to ACH, Albert Christopher Hardy. He becomes the first Black AAW Pro Heavyweight Champion over the weekend. Congratulations to you. I don't know why WWE hadn't signed the guy yet. He's a true vet on the indie scene. I don't know why they haven't signed him. But he did that.
They got a quota. I'm sorry.
Boy, they got a spot finna open up after Mania. Yeah, when Brock leaves.
Bobby Lashley's filling that spot. What you talking about?
Oh, that's right. They did talk about Bobby Lashley
coming in. Oh, he is coming in? I didn't know.
Yeah. He's saying he's coming in. So, all right.
See how the people react the night after Mania to that one. That's
Bobby Lashley,
EC3. That's going to land just like the damn Nunes memo. What the hell? I'm sorry. I ain't mean to bring politics into this. But Bobby Lashley replacing Brock Lesnar. Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and tell you about all the great shows coming up here on Rant Ear Radio for this week. Tomorrow, we got a new episode of The Shining Wizards at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by the rant with Tony C and Double A at 9 p.m. Eastern. Thursday night.
Well, we're going to have a tribute to Club Elaine for Black History Month.
When's George Washington Duke Appreciation Night?
That's coming later in the month. We got to pay homage to one of the greatest world champions of all time, Club Elaine. You defied all odds and beat the man. So, tomorrow night is Club Elaine Appreciation Night on the ramp.
There you go.
Tune in at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 5 Pacific, 6 Pacific. I don't know what time Mountain Hill, about 10. Sponsored by Castrol GTX.
Castrol GTX. Then we have
Drive Hard.
Then we have a new episode of Red and Wrestling. It should be episode 197, Thursday at 9 p.m., followed by a new episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, episode 252 with Phil and Choppy. Then we have the return of the What Are You Ruling comic book show. I don't know what show you're going to get with Surfer. He may still be in his little funk over the Patriots losing. So, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. But, nah, just kidding. Surfer should bring it. He should bring it as he always does. And then on Monday, it's this fine show. Once again, the Sports Report. Rant Ear Radio, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right after Monday Night Raw. Fellas, it's been a hell of a week. I do want to say one more thing on the NBA talk. What is this about the Celtics signing Greg Monroe and then deciding not to sign him until the trade deadline ends? Has anybody heard anything about that?
I saw that, but I don't know what it's about.
That's a strange one there.
They had supposedly signed him to a 1-year deal worth $5 million, and then all of a sudden, it seems that they rescinded on it into the trade deadline. So I don't know what they're doing. I thought that was
as long as they let Cleveland get him.
Yeah, because I thought that was a great signing by the Celtics. I thought that was a great signing because they needed a rim protector, and I thought that would have been a great signing for him. And help boost that defense even more. The only other thing that has me worried, how the hell is Al Horford an all-star?
Hey, man, Al Horford is beasting on that team.
He's had
a good year.
He's only averaging, for real? But he's only averaging 13 points a game.
Look, if he was on Cleveland, there'd be a whole lot better. Tell you that much. I bet they'll take him. They don't play no defense.
Oh my goodness gracious.
31st in the league. Oh my god.
That's they had not Clint Capella
looking like Shaq Saturday night. He ain't look like garbage Saturday night.
Nope, he didn't.
Damn, Shaq.
But when you play Cleveland, that's a layup line anyway.
Yeah.
I tell you, Tristan Thompson is overpaid. I would not have given him $86 million contract.
He was good until he started messing with Khloe Kardashian.
No, when you win a championship, man, in sports, people start thinking it's because of them.
Yep.
It wasn't because LeBron had a game of his life for three games in a row. Hell no, and Kyrie did what he did. No, damn, Tristan
Harrison Thompson. Harrison Barnes couldn't hit a broadside of a bomb with a basket.
He went cold as ice.
That man made $14 million a year, and you averaging 2 rebounds a game. What the hell?
Hey, that's what happened when you win a championship.
What the hell? I can do that.
And you, hey, J.R. Smith, same thing.
Yeah.
Once they won that title, they had to pay them guys because wasn't nobody else going to do it. They knew it.
J.R. Smith is averaging 6 points a game as a starting shooter.
I love it. Because when they won that title, they thought it was 91 Bulls or 96 Bulls or the 2000 Lakers. They thought they was going to go on a run.
Yep.
I'm like, okay.
Yep.
All right. You finna keep our team together. Oh, really? Them bombs?
All right, Steve, let me roll over to you.
The only reason they won the series because Draymond Green got suspended.
They would have lost.
No, that's true. That is true.
They forgot about that.
Yep.
Forgot about that. That momentum hopped on their side.
And LeBron explained to the daggone commissioner on national TV. I'm going to call him.
Kevin Durant, and y'all gonna bring back the same team that went seven games.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's figure out. They sitting there trying to figure out why they got smoked because y'all had the same team and they got better.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right,
Kyrie gonna hit that shot.
Yep. You right.
Boy, it's 3-peat.
You right. All right, Steve. What you got coming up on your show tomorrow, my friend?
Well, later on this evening, since it is now Tuesday.
Yes.
It's the first show for celebrating Black History Month. So my guest this evening is going to be Freddie Coleman from ESPN Radio.
How'd you
he
get
has
that
a show, Freddie and Fitz. And I'm going to talk to him, do a recap of the Super Bowl and also the NFL season in general. And then in the second hour, I guess, is Sean Gibson. He is the great-grandson of Josh Gibson. He's the executive director of the Josh Gibson Foundation. We'll talk about the foundation and the history of his great-grandfather. So that'll start off Black History Month, all this month. So,
And can you tell the good folks how they can catch your show?
You can call up at, you can listen to the show on 619-924-0933.
And that's over on Blog Talk Radio, correct?
Yeah. Okay. blogtalkradio.com/sourceradio. That's right.
There we
From
go.
From 6 to 8:30.
There we go.
West Coast time?
Yeah.
That's East, right?
Or East Coast time?
Mm-hmm.
That's East Coast.
That's 6, Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, cool.
Okay, 6 to 9, okay.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. It's been a great show. As always, had a lot of fun tonight. We'll do it again next week. Steve, Doom, Tony C, thank you guys for calling in. I do appreciate it. If there is nothing else, you guys have a great week. See you again Monday night, 11:15 p.m. Right, Rant EM Radio. Take care, guys.
All right, guys.
Later.
Later.